Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 333 The Equilibrium, and today is Factual Friday. In this episode, I wanted to discuss what therapy doesn't do for you. Because once I started opening up about mental health to people I trusted, some people thought therapy was just one big hoax or a way for people to take your money. Now, people have this idea that, oh, when I leave therapy, I'll feel amazing. Or if I go to therapy, I can just have this person tell me what I need to work on and go about my life. Unfortunately, that's not how it works. Now, before I get started, I want to address that in some cases where disorders come into play, these things can become very difficult to do. So some disorders impact one's drive and motivation. Sometimes therapy may not be the only thing a person needs. And sometimes it requires medication in which a doctor, nurse, or the therapist themselves may have already asked you screening questions to determine whether it may be needed. But I'm going to be speaking from a perspective where medication is not needed and the relationship with you and your therapist or their approach to care is already suited to you. I also wanted to add that therapy isn't there to fix you because you're not broken. You're just human, okay? All right, now, number one on what therapy doesn't do for you is the work. It's a misconception that going to therapy is going to fix everything without any additional work. Going to therapy is like going to the doctor. I can prescribe you medicine, I can give you tips on how to stay healthy and prevent diseases, but once you walk out that door or end the meeting, whatever tools I gave you is your responsibility to use. So therapy is very self-motivated in a sense that you have to be ready or at least willing to participate in reflection exercises and techniques. For those who don't know, I really struggle with anxiety, but I've definitely come a long way from where I used to be. And in my earlier days of going to therapy, I told my therapist of, you know, my fear of things changing, you know, this uncertainty is what gives me anxiety. And my therapist suggested to me that instead of feeding my anxiety, try starving it by maybe not asking questions or thinking so much about it. And when I tell you, my jaw dropped. I thought she was crazy. I was like, how does one even do that? And as scary as that suggestion was, I tried it. I starved my anxiety, and while it was so uncomfortable at first, over time I kind of retrained myself and learned how to ease my worries on my own. So number two on what therapy doesn't do for you is open your closed mind. And while this may change in therapy, it can be really challenging to speak to someone who is not open to change. Have you ever had an argument where you're with a parent and they're just so set on being right that it's almost like talking to a brick wall? You are set up to lose. That is the same thing in therapy. If you think therapy doesn't actually help people and you're in constant denial, it might be really hard to interpret what is being said to you in your session. As said earlier, it kind of goes with being willing to do the work. If you walk in and you're like, there's nothing wrong with me, etc., then it may be really difficult for you to get what you really need out of therapy. Now, number three is mind read. Yes, these people are professionals, but in every session, whether it's your second or your 10th, no matter how well you think your therapist knows you, they're not going to assume things for you. They're going to ask you enough questions which lead you to either reflect or be honest. Those dark thoughts you have, tell your therapist. They've definitely heard crazier things, and by being honest, they'll start to piece together how your brain is wired to function. They'll be able to paint a bigger picture of what your thoughts are structured to be like. I've had to be brutally honest with my therapist for her to understand me to the fullest and really know who I am and what things make me feel. And a great example from Forbes, who wrote an article based off a question in Quora asking why doesn't therapy work for everyone, was, let's say a woman comes in saying she doesn't understand why all her relationships have failed and she wants to work on having better connections and learn how to maintain a long-term relationship, but does not tell her therapist she's abusing alcohol, prescription meds, and is a serial cheater to her partners. We are missing some pretty crucial information here, guys. No matter how big or small you feel the information is, I think it's important to share so they can understand who you are and what your life is like. After all, we can't really work on something if we aren't given the right tools. Now, number four is set goals for you. Every time I meet with my therapist after a while, she asks me what my goals are. Realistically, the only person that knows what you want is you. And if you don't know what you want, you'll want to keep an open mind and be honest in every session so you can determine these goals. I'd encourage some self-reflection as well. Something you can ask yourself and something I always ask myself is, what is something I consistently do that I dislike or don't find healthy or is not beneficial to me? So make sure your goals are also realistic and attainable as well. Otherwise, you'll feel like what you're doing is ineffective. And you know, small victories, they matter too. Lastly, but certainly not least, is number five, make you show up. Your therapist isn't going to pressure you into booking a session, nor will they make you come. You have to show up for yourself, and if there are reasons why you're avoiding therapy, bring your feelings and concerns up with your therapist so you guys can address it. This again will help them to understand what it makes you feel, and perhaps you two can work at a pace that is more comfortable for you. There are many reasons you and your therapist are not finding common ground, and it could include you, but sometimes it can really just be your therapist or their approach. Not every therapist will be suited for you, and that's okay to leave your current one for a new one that suits your needs and goals. Trust me, they will not take it personally. And that wraps up the episode for today, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this episode of Factual Friday. If you have any comments, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. And don't forget to participate in this week's poll if you're on Spotify and leave a rating or review if you have the time, because it really helps me to improve the podcast and grow in my own experience and practice. Thank you for tuning in, guys. And as always, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.